Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with me, Calican CEO Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Dank Discussions. Today, we're joined by Amy Chen. Amy is the founder of Calm Better Days. Thanks for joining us today, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic today, actually. So, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having me.
Well, the pleasure's all mine. I love what you're doing, and I definitely want to bring awareness to this, not only that, but a lot of education, because I think that's what we're lacking, obviously, in this industry as a whole. And you're doing something very unique about education that we're going to get into.
Very good.
Yeah. So let's start off. Let's let our listeners know where you're based out of today.
We're based in New York. I actually live in the Lower East Side, New York native. I haven't strayed too far.
Sweet. Not too bad. So I definitely love to hear about your story. Let's start off with that in terms of cannabis, your background with that, what you've been doing with business before, and then your transition into what you're doing now.
Okay. So let's see. I've been a cannabis enthusiast for about a decade and a half. Mm-hmm. And that was the THC, and have been a CBD user for probably about 3 or 4 years, when it was only medically legal. And, you know, I was taking it for my anxiety and postpartum depression. And I was, you know, in a really bad place. I did not want to wake up or get out of bed. And, you know, when you have two kids, you have to face the day. And once I started taking CBD, it was like rose-colored glasses. You know, I finally felt like I could face the day. I was able to, little things used to set my day. And if something didn't go right, I would, you know, it would just be a horrible day. But after taking CBD, I felt like I finally got off on the right side of the bed. I was able to face challenges, things that would irritate me. I could finally let it go, let it roll off my, you know, back. And it was just so amazing that I had to, you know, I did more research looking into it. How did it work? And I did all this research because I found that when I was going to the medical dispensary, it was, you know, you don't really receive any education. It's more of, oh, would you like a tincture or a capsule or, or a flower? And I was like, and you don't get to see anything, you don't get to smell anything, you don't understand how it works or anything. You just, you know, I said, okay, capsule. And then you leave with a capsule, and then they made it very pharmaceutical, where you just pop the pill and that's it. I mean, it worked, but I wanted to understand more about it. So that's how I came about with my company, Calm Better Days, because I believe everybody should have them. To give the information and education to people. So I help people, you know, find the right product for their needs and their lifestyle. First I go through the whole education. And we usually do this in people's homes, because I find that from my experience, when I would go into a dispensary, it's not the right setting to talk about my anxiety or depression or what I'm using it for. And, you know, maybe you're into question number two, and then another customer walks in. So I felt, you know, in a more personal setting, in someone's home with your friends, your family, maybe. And I mean, who isn't stressed, right? Who doesn't need CBD? So I find that in a more personal setting, I can educate you and, you know, talk about how it works in your body, talk about the different ways you can ingest it, the different, you know, activation times, and talking about each brand too, because, I carry 10 different brands, but I'll talk about that later.
But Don't interrupt, but you know, you mentioned something that I want to touch on before you move forward, because I definitely want to talk about your business, obviously, with Calm Better Days and the education process. I think it's amazing what you're doing. But, you know, talking about what, you know, your transition into CBD and kind of your education, your own education, your own research, and everything you were going through. And, you know, first and foremost, thank you for sharing that with me and with us, postpartum depression and the anxiety. I know a lot of people are struggling a lot with that, and a lot of women struggle with that. Some people may not know where to turn, or they may think that they're unique or their situation is too tough to handle. And I hope that somebody can get, you know, some hope from your story as well to hear that and how you were able to get out of that. You know, talk about how it's hard to face the day and how you felt like you had to be strong, obviously, for your kids and, you know, kind of the game don't wait. You know, the kids aren't worried about that so much, right? So.
They're not, but I am. So yes, it was definitely, I mean, I had been going to a marriage counselor. Obviously the anxiety and depression, you know, played a part in that. And so we were seeking counseling, and it was actually the therapist who suggested CBD.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I wasn't against
it. That's a good therapist though, right there. Yeah. That's great.
And since I had always believed in natural, you know, alternative to Western medication, I was all for it. And that's how I gave it a try. Looked, you know, got my medical dispensary card and went to the medical dispensary. And I was so excited, except that once I got there, I didn't realize it is so sterile.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yes.
So, you seem to see that you're pretty self-aware of what was going on, correct? Like you kind of knew what was going on and you were seeking help from it. You said you're in, you know, marriage counseling. Did you try other alternatives before you went to the CBD, or because you said you're kind of, you know, always wanted a natural approach, that's kind of the way that you were seeking from the beginning, or did you try other stuff as well?
I never tried Western medication. I just always wanted natural remedy, just because after being a mom too, it was, and my kids have eczema, so I was all about natural approach, because I find Western medication, you just end up, you may fix one thing, but then I find that another thing pops up from taking the medication.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So I definitely wanted to stay away from that.
Well, definitely, we joke about how, you know, the commercials, they have the people dancing and they got the music and then they got the guy saying, you know, this will cause this and this, and if you face these symptoms, suicidal thoughts and everything else, and, you know, unfortunately it's not a joke. People are dealing with this, so it's incredible. It's incredible. But we're so used to it as a society. Right. We're just so used to having a pill to pop, something that's going to take away the pressure right away, and we expect it to just like boom work, you know, and feel a head change, feel a mood change, feel something right away. Why don't we take it? And that's kind of the way that the pharmaceutical companies are also developing their products as well to have that, so we can feel that and crave that as well.
Right, but it's just a band-aid, and you have to like fix the problem, not mask it.
So. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Now, you know, going back to Calm Better Days. You know, so go into, I guess, a little bit more, where did this idea come from, you know, and, what was the idea behind Calm Better Days and kind of having these education meetings and talk a bit more about what you were doing specifically, you know, with it?
Well, I always wanted to do something cannabis related just because I felt like it was such a magical plant and it heals in so many ways. And this concept came about because I found there was nowhere to get this kind of information. And I would talk to friends who were trying CBD and they would say, you know what, it didn't work for me. And I would ask them, oh, what are you taking? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, how many milligrams is it? Not sure. Do you know what brand? No. And so a lot of the important things that you really should think about, a lot of people did not know. anything about. And they just assume that it's like a Western drug. You can just pop it and it's going to fix it. So I felt there was a lot of no education provided, either by the place they were getting it or anywhere they could go to. So I felt that, and even in my journey, when I was beginning my CBD journey, there was nowhere to get that information. So after I did the research, I felt that, you know, it's necessary to educate people on it to really maximize their CBD benefits. Because once you understand the science behind it, how it works, then you understand, oh, okay, you know, it's important to find my dosage. And it's important to understand, oh, you know what, just because this brand didn't work doesn't mean that this other brand won't work, because, you know, maybe it's a different type of CBD, you know, isolate versus full spectrum.
Yeah. And what does that mean? And where right. You know, and what is this for and that for? And
that's it. Yeah. And even understanding the different products out there, like a topical versus a tincture versus a vape. Because a lot of people are like, well, they don't even know to put it under their tongue, a tincture. So all those things are important if you really want to find, you know, a natural remedy to help with your general wellness.
No, that's so great. You know, I think so much we talk about on this podcast and in general in the industry, it has to do with, you know, these recurring themes. Two things that come up always is stigma, right? And educating or de-educating, re-educating, right? You know, the stigma that comes along with it, people thinking, you know, oh, if I use cannabis, whether it's THC, CBD, hemp-based, whatever else it is, there's always stigma because it's, you know, it's been under prohibition now for so long, and just the associations that people have with it in the culture, and not realizing that, no, that we've been using this for thousands of years. Like, this is this is a plant that we've been using. You know, you talk about, you know, the Western medicine that we use, and but no, this has been used around the world. This isn't something new. This isn't something, you know, that we're coming up with just to make a buck, you know? So I think, this has to do with something that's making a big comeback. And that's for a reason. And then the other thing obviously is the education, like you said, where people, they maybe they want to get into it and they don't know where to go, you know? And obviously there's always our best friend, Google, you know, and we can Google, and Google has some good answers, maybe not some good answers sometimes, or you hear, or the same answers over and over again when you're looking for something different, something that's related to you a little bit more. And also maybe questions that have to do with what I'm going through personally. You know, you talked about your postpartum depression, you talked about your anxiety, and obviously because of regulations, we can't just go around and talk about that, posting that on the internet, and, you know, and we're going to get in trouble, but, you know, we can share our experiences perhaps, with people, and they can do their own research, and, they can ask questions that they maybe wouldn't be able to find on the internet. And I love too, you know, the, kind of that, the party kind of aspect to it, meaning you're there, like you said, in a relaxed setting, right? It's not like you're scared. I'm going into my first CBD store, you know, I'm going into a dispensary, and kind of feeling, you know, I was talking to someone the other day where they have, you know, somebody who's came in and asked, hey, do you have a back door? Cause they're scared someone's going to see them coming to the store, you know, they're scared that someone's going to see them and they're going to get caught, you know, oh man, I'm in the dispensary, I'm in the CBD store, whatever it is. People still have these fears, obviously. So
And the best part, after the whole education part, is everyone gets to sample, try, smell, you know, taste. Because I find that if you don't like something, the taste of something, or you find it inconvenient to microdose throughout the day, then you find the right product. So they get to try it right there. And, you know, people are particular. Maybe they don't like a hempy taste. So we get a flavor tincture. Or maybe, you know what, capsule is better for them because they're so on the go that, you know what, a capsule will last longer, so they could go with a capsule. Or maybe some people don't mind vaping, so a vape is also a great way. It's discreet and it's quick. And even like topicals, maybe they like the scent of one or the texture of another. So it's important to, you know, sample everything so you really get the product that makes it easy for you to incorporate it into your lifestyle.
100%. You know, that's why you go to Costco and everybody, they got the samples out there, right? Yeah. Everybody, but you don't have that at the CBD store so much, right? They don't go in and say, no, sample this, sample that. They don't have the person standing outside saying, hey, do you want to try this? You want to smell this? Right. You want to put this on? You want to put, put some in your tongue, whatever else it is. Mm-hmm. So that's an amazing, I haven't really heard before how many people are getting, you know, around that or being able to offer that sample. Mm-hmm. Being able to ask questions. So what do you think? How do you like to smell? Or what, are you feeling anything different or anything like that? Obviously, it's not just, you know, like we're talking about popping and it's good, but you definitely mm-hmm. do, you want to feel, if you're going to buy a topical, you want to be able to smell it. You want to be able to mm-hmm. know how it feels on your skin, right? You can get it. You can get these things, you're spending money on it, and then you put it on and you say, you know, I don't even like the texture of this.
Right, exactly.
And for another person, it may be a great texture.
Right.
So I love that. I love that. What kind of response feedback have you gotten, from the parties and everything?
I mean, they love it just because they can, one, a lot of people aren't aware that they need the education on it. So they're actually really surprised afterwards. And they're, I think they're grateful. They appreciate the knowledge. And afterwards, they love it because they get to actually try, sample, smell. Because what happens if they don't, like some people say, oh, just pick something for me. Usually a friend will say that. Mm. And I will pick something and they're like, oh, you know what? I didn't like the smell of that. Or then I'm like, that's why it's really, really, you know, I understand it's a real personal thing. And that's why it's really good to actually sample, try, smell it, you know, because we think we're okay with things until we get it. And then we realize we're more particular than we thought.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. Yeah. And I'm, I work in, obviously with my company doing marketing, web mm-hmm. design for the cannabis and hemp industry. And so many times, right. I mean, I love taking on the role, and letting my team be able to design something completely from scratch. Right. And seeing what they think. And sometimes, you know, with their inspiration, of course, or whatever else. But sometimes people say, oh, this is what I want. And they tell me what they want, right? And then I give it to them, like, actually, that's not what I want. You know, so many times we have to try things on. We have to see how things work. We have to, you know, it's not just in our brain or thinking, or, oh, yeah, you pick for me. Yeah, it's fine. No, we want to see how things smell, how things feel, you know. Mm-hmm. We have these bodies, right? We have these five senses. And we need to be able to experience that while we're here. So, I think that's something that's definitely lacking
yes,
in the industry definitely. As a whole. Very good. Now, I know, you know, we talked about, obviously, products. You know, we talked about quality. We talk about education. Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, there's a lot of, frankly, shitty products out there. A lot of shitty practices, business practices going on as well. And so many times people are just kind of jumping in or carrying a product, maybe not knowing the research or not really looking behind the company or what, or being conscious of what they're selling mm-hmm. and just kind of putting stuff out there. Now, what kind of vetting process do you go through? What do you look for in the brands? What kind of brands are you carrying? Tell me about your process a little bit.
Yes. Most of the brands that I carry are, from small farms or brands that work with small farms, just because I believe, you know, it's great to always just get it from the growers. They're the ones who have been, you know, growing it, paving the way for what it is today. And I think it's important to give back. And I also try to buy brands that are minority or women owned, just because I think in this day now and age, there's definitely room for them, and the whole war against drugs, which is why I try to support minority-owned brands. There's not a lot, but they're beginning to have more and more. So I try to support that too, because of the whole war against drugs. I don't want, you know, brands that have capital and going to a wholesaler, and you know, you don't know what you're getting in there. They just use machines to collect everything, throw it into a big vat. I mean, there could be cross-contamination. So, which is why I believe it's important to go to the small farms to get better quality hemp. Yes. So those are some of the brands that I carry. And I have from different states, Portland, Washington, New York, Vermont, and California. Yeah.
I love that. You know, it's one thing that I'm so passionate about in this industry is that specific topic that you mentioned, the war on drugs and the effect that it's had on people, on families. You know, we have a lot of work to do in the social equity side, but, you know, you can't throw the baby out the bathwater. And, you know, I hate to say, you know, with this podcast is for everybody, obviously, but to all the dudes in suits, you know, it's we need to have more representation. And I think people are getting an unfair advantage. And the reason why it's unfair is because they're benefiting from an industry that A, they didn't help create, right?
Right.
B, they're probably against beforehand. And C, most importantly, there are people still in jail. There's still people incarcerated who were affected by this. And they're not only they're not getting their fair shake, but they're still sitting there, like I said, behind bars for nonviolent crimes that now are legal and the people are benefiting from. I think, you know, we vote with our dollar. We vote by what we choose to support. We can't stop people from getting in the industry. You know, it's a, you know, we capitalistic society, and people are welcome to do that. And, you know, I've also met people who didn't have a background and have turned into great advocates for the industry as well. So it's not, once again, to throw the baby out the bathwater and say all dudes in suits are crappy people or don't care about the industry. But at the same time, it's like we have to for sure support women-owned businesses. We have to support minority-owned businesses and also the small farms you mentioned. The people who are doing, you know, struggling along and don't have the big backing. So I really love that.
Yes. And I love that it helps small farms because it's bringing back, you know, revitalizing their farm because farming is just so hard for small, you know, companies.
Oh, yeah, it's so tough. And for the farmers, you know, you hear the whole, you know, I've talked to a lot of cultivators, a lot of farmers. Some of them doing great, some of them not doing so great, or some of them have heard stories or know people in their community who are not doing great, to say the least. You know, tragic stories, horrible stories, you know, documented also on this podcast, you know, people who have, you know, lost everything, and including their life, God forbid, because of, you know, the way things are turning out. So it's definitely important to support these brands. You know, and I also, you know, support you, and that's why I brought you on here. You know, I really told you off air, but I, you know, you're a badass in everything that you're doing, and I love what you're doing. And I think it's a great, you know, it's just a wonderful way to get it out there in front of people, in the way that's so personal, like you said. Now, what's been your biggest obstacle so far, you know, since you started the business, and how you've been able to overcome it?
I think my biggest obstacle is, because I am based in New York, the whole idea of a CBD party is kind of foreign to them. We're not in the suburbs, where maybe, you know, there's much more space, or maybe they're not used to the concept of a stranger coming over, especially if they're not sure if cannabis is, you know, legal or not. So I think that's a bit of a struggle. So, but I think by doing word of mouth, and I'm getting myself out there by, you know, joining networks, meetups, and just being open to, you know, educating everyone and anyone that is interested. So I'll do phone consultations, or, you know, I try to make it as easy as possible. And then once they see that, they come back again and again, and they ask, you know, maybe they have a question, or maybe they want to order some more things. So, but that's one of the struggles. The other struggle, I would say, is not a lot of people know they need the education on it.
Yeah, it's almost educating on the need for education, right? It's like they're educating on this business model, you know, that's going to teach them education they don't know they need, I guess.
Exactly. You know. Because we become a culture that's so used to Western medication, where you just pop a pill and you think, okay, that's it. I don't need to know anything. Uh-huh. But there's a science behind it. And once you understand it, you can really maximize the benefits of it. So that's the second struggle.
No, exactly. None. You know, you mentioned CBD, you know, this idea of a CBD party is foreign. Now you mentioned, you know, Tupperware parties, you know, it seems like kind of a bygone era, so to speak. Yeah. You know, I'm not familiar with Tupperware parties per se. I know that I'm sure they're very successful since it was a thing, you know, uh-huh. And it seems like awesome. You know, I think people want to get together with their friends and, uh-huh. And have this, you know, be able to host people, especially if there's a benefit for them, there's a benefit for the friends. And I think it's a win-win. Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess, you know, going back, how do you educate people to know that this is, something they need, that this is, you know, to make it not foreign? You know, the whole point is to make CBD not foreign, right? To have a place that they can relate, that's easy, with their friends, non-confrontational, right. You know, laid back. So I guess what's the plan with that? How does that come about?
You mean like the format of the party?
Or? No, I mean like how do you educate people on this on this great model, right?
It's something that,
you know, it's – I had a mentor once who told me, he says, when you are the, you know, cause I've never heard this concept before, right? With the mm-hmm. CBD party, it's a great idea. I agree. Mm-hmm. It's a great idea. But I had a mentor who says, you know, if you're the first one in the water, you right. know, it's a scary place to be, right? Because either you're a genius or no one's aware that they need your product. Right. So right. it's, you know, I think it's a great idea. I would lean on the genius side of this, but then it comes in form, you know, the learning curve, I guess, associated with it. That's what I'm referring to.
Right. Usually people, if anyone is stressed, which is usually a lot of people in New York, everyone. Yeah. Yes. I mean, taking the train is stressed.
New York is stressed. Yeah.
It is. It's a rat race.
I'm from LA. When I go to New York, I gotta be honest. Like, I'm like, man, I'd rather just sit in traffic and chill and listen to some music and dance in my car, then sit here on these subways, schlepping around, running around. This thing, it's too fast paced for me personally. So I don't know. tip my hat to you guys, but I'm more laid back, just smoke a blunt and chill, but that's just my thing, so.
Right, I would love to. but yes, it's a very hectic place and basically everyone is stressed. And I usually start off with my own story, telling people how I came about this and how I started my CBD journey. And I tell them how it can help them. And usually I start off with having them try a few things. And then after they try it, I talk about how it works in their body. So usually by the time I'm done with the education part, the CBD pretty much has kicked in. So they feel a little bit of the effects and I describe to them what it feels like. That's another thing a lot of people don't know. They're expecting something and I tell them, well, if you're expecting something, that would be like THC where you get high.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
CBD, want a psychoactive effect, you know?
Right. But CBD works a little different as you are not going to feel something. It's more about taking away the negative symptoms. So once they understand
do you not feel something, right?
Like
do you not feel that thing you're usually feeling? Do you not
exactly feel that like anxiety? Maybe that right anxiety or that knot in your neck, maybe it's the, you know, the pain that you normally feel throbbing on your, you know, knee or a headache. So it's more about taking away the symptoms. So while I'm educating them and telling all this information and they're soaking it in and they're feeling the effects of it, then they can finally understand fully a little bit more about CBD. And then once that happens, they're all on board and I talk more about the benefits of it. I mean, once you get your ECS at a, you know, regulated, and I even tell them, you know, besides treating my anxiety and depression, indirectly, my hair has been growing. My, you know, I used to get headaches all the time during PMS. They're gone. Cramps are gone. Headaches are gone. So indirectly, it's made my body stronger as well. So, I mean, it's just wonderful CBD. So
yeah, exactly. You know, there's no doubt about it. You know, the effects are endless, and we're just getting, you know, in talk about it all the time, you know, with research, and been researching in Israel for 40 years, but just getting into the crux of the effects and being able to talk about it. So mm-hmm. definitely more to come with that. Very exciting. But, you also mentioned another thing, you know, being in New York and kind of having this, you know, I guess you're talking about people aren't used to it. Right. And since this has to do with you going to and having a CBD party, is this something that you can take, you know, there may be somebody listening to this in Wisconsin, somebody listening to this in Illinois, somebody listening to this mm-hmm. in Texas, Alabama, you know, in California, all over the place, right? Or places that don't have as much education or you know, so maybe new for them mm-hmm. and something they're interested in. Mm-hmm. But you're in New York. So is this something right. that you can do around the country? Is this something you could scale or be able to implement in other places? Or is this kind of something that's kind of, you know, for now it's kind of New York and you're going to grow from there?
For now, I'm in New York and it's probably going to grow from there. But I do phone consultations and I can mail out products because my website probably will be up in about a month or so. So I can also do a mail order.
Very good. Very good. So cool. And going back to, that's great too. I guess, you know, we have to clone more Amy's or at least be able to, you know, create a system, you know, for you. And so you can yes. duplicate this over and over and over again, kind yes. of set up franchises, so to speak. I think that's the, mm-hmm. That may be the thing to do.
Yes.
Educate others, to educate others, so to speak. And everybody wins. So very good. So I guess, is there anybody else? This is something that I've never heard of, but is there anybody else out there doing this?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's so unique, such a unique idea, which is why when I saw this, I wanted to get you on and, you know, to talk about this. So you say no, nobody else yes. is really doing this.
Not that I know of, no. Wow. No. I do believe there is one company maybe in Midwest that kind of does this, but they sell their own branded product. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different. I believe I like to diversify products just mm-hmm. because if there's only one kind of tincture or one kind of cream or one kind of capsule, it's not a very diverse selection to me. So, I'm not sure how well they are on the education part. It might just be a home party with their branded products. So I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, I guess for your idea of it, this is the having the different products, different brands, having different selections for people to try, test out, have that. I think the most important thing as well is also the education. So if someone's not doing this, but not offering education and being able to answer questions and everything, then I'm completely missing the point. But yeah, I definitely think people are looking to try it out, like you said. So I guess that's what makes you unique as opposed to other people doing it. So what's up next? You know, it's 2020. You know, what can we expect from Calm Better Days in 2020 and beyond?
I'm probably going to be doing more, education and sampling at yoga studios is my next goal. And, trying to find more mom networks just because I myself am a mom and I understand the stress that comes with being in a mom and all that we carry and the, you know, different stressors. So, and I feel that moms can definitely benefit from this.
Amazing. No, definitely. And I love that idea, going to yogas. And I think that's talking about that feels foreign. I think mm-hmm. you're going to find like-minded people in certain areas and just trying to tap in those areas mm-hmm. where you're as customer, where these people who want to learn or maybe open to learning, maybe know more and they themselves want to educate and they want to bring awareness to their friends and where they're congregating. I think that's the next step as opposed to just being in the houses. So that's great. Now, I always ask everybody, you know, if you're here before, I'm sure you're ready for it. So, you know, how do you define success and what does success look like for you?
I think success to me would be having what I need, not living in financial debt, right? And having the people I love and care about around me, and you know, not having to struggle so hard on a daily basis, mm-hmm. and able to breathe, and you know, and I understand that it's not like you can hold out for that day, but you constantly have to do it while you're working toward that goal. So, yes,
definitely. Now, this is aside from, you know, the industry, this is also, you know, geared towards entrepreneurs, business owners, and every entrepreneur, business owner, who's worth a damn, they know that this is a process. It's always a process, mm-hmm. right? It's always something that got its ups, it's got its downs. It's got a lot of fun times, a lot of times where you're holding your head in your hands saying, what the hell is going on over here? How am I going to make this? And the next thing you know, boom, you know, right. A door opens, and it's just a matter of opening up another door, climbing through a window, knocking on doors, all that fun stuff. And absolutely. And there's no doubt there's a process to it, but you know, it's I see great things for you. I see great things for this company. I really, really, really love the model. I really do. It's just a matter of time. I encourage you and everybody out there who's got their thing going to stick with it and, you know, mm-hmm. optimize, find a better way to do it. No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. You know, don't have to bang our head against the wall, but also don't give up. You know, it's that old cliche, but it's true.
Definitely. Thank you.
Oh, very good. So I really appreciate you. Now, as we close, how can our listeners find out more about Calm Better Days and connect with you?
They can find me on Instagram, and they can find me online at calmbetterdays.co.
Very good. Amy, yes. I appreciate you and appreciate you coming on. And we'll definitely have those links up in the description, so check those out. And thank you again for jumping on with us today, educating us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and the pleasure's all mine. And good luck to you and the rest of 2020 and beyond.
All right. Thank you. And you too.
We at Calican are passionate about cannabis marketing, branding, and web design. If you're a cannabis entrepreneur and you know you need an uptake in business or an upgrade in the way your customers perceive you, come check us out at calican.com and schedule a time to speak with us. Plans start at $248. Thanks for listening in to Dank Discussions, and we are so grateful for each and every one of you. We want to continue making dank content you want, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calican.com. That's CALACANN.com, and follow us on Instagram for our latest updates.